Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning class at the Young Israel Vladimir. Just a calendar, sort of, it might be obvious, but I like to state it anyway. There's shiur next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, but then there's no shiur the following Thursday. Shavuos is that night, and we do not, I'm sure it's obvious, but I'm saying it anyway. There's no shiur Thursday, Erev Shavuos. Okay, fine. But there is shiur next week, but Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be well. So let's get right into our learning. So if you remember what we're studying, this time period of Sfiras Omer and its association with Rabbi Akiva, we are looking at familiar, we explained last time why we can't Sfiras Omer, Adil Raisa, Vayirkab, Perichov Gimel, and then we explain why Rabbi Akiva is so closely associated with Sfiras Omer. We just had Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is, tradition tells us, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva's students, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on the stage. So we're talking about Rabbi Akiva, but we're looking at some familiar narratives with new insights, okay? So we have different Mamre Chazal, which we are studying, but instead of doing the... We're looking at new insights. So, for example, last time we began, we looked at two insights from the life of Rabbi Akiva. Two insights. One is the famous Gemara Maseches Yevamos Samach Beis Beis that tells us about the students of Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh. And we did a beautiful piece, if you remember, so powerful, by Rabbi Benjamin Yudin. Okay? What does it mean? How could they have, their Rebbe says, V'ahavta Eicha Kamocha, and they don't have kavod for one another. And we understood that kavod and ahava are not the same thing. I love every Jew. Of course, I'm a Jew. It's a command in the Torah. Whoops. Of course, I love every Jew, but do you respect every Jew? That's one thing. So that was a new insight from Rabbi Yudin, at least new for me. That was a beautiful chiddush and understanding of the Gemara. And then we went to a famous ma'aseh by Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanim were sitting in Bnei Brak, Shayim Misubim b'Bnei Brak. It was the city of Rabbi Akiva, and we expounded upon that piece from the Haggadah according to Rav Shmuel Golden in his Unlocking the Haggadah. Today, to start shiur, we are going to look at a famous piece, very famous piece, from right at the end of Maseches Makos, okay? It's the last stuff in Maseches Makos, you know the story, but we are going to do, at least it's new for me, is once again, new information, new approach, and new understanding of a familiar narrative. So the handouts are, I brought them back like I said I would. So if you do not take one, please take one. For people at home, I'm going to screen share. I'm just going to find where I'm up to. Okay, one second, please. I just need to get, there's a box of tissues there. I just want to get the tissues. Oh, that's even better. Easier, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let us look. The people at home should be able to see. I can't even see anyone. Okay. If you could see, it should say on your screen, Makos 24a through b. So this is the Gemara Maseches Makos, and it begins in Chof Dalet Aleph. If for some reason at home you can't see, post in the chat that you're not seeing the right hand on it. Okay? Okay. So let's go. We're going to tell two narratives about Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues that the Gemara here tells us about. The second one is much more famous than the first one. We are going to begin in the first one. Ukvar Haya, you see where I am, Rabbi Gamliel. The narrative actually begins right at the end of Makos, Chof Dalet Aleph. V'kvar Haya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Yeshuv, Rabbi Akiva, Mahalich Baderach. So once, now remember, once again, let's just set the setting. In what time period did Rabbi Akiva live? In one of the most turbulent, terrible times in Jewish history. Just to recap, to put his life and what we're going to be learning and studying today into the proper perspective. He lived by the time and in the aftermath of Churban Bayis Sheni, like we said. Churban Bayis Sheni happened in 70 Common Era, almost 2,000 years ago. It was a time of exile. The temple was destroyed. The Romans took over the land. They renamed Jerusalem. They destroyed Jerusalem. They plowed the field, Sion Sada Secharesh, and they renamed their Capitolina Palestina. There was no more Jerusalem. There was no more Judea. This is the time period in which he was lived. Thousands were killed and thousands were exiled. But there was still a remnant of Jews living in the land of Israel, in Judea, and the Romans let them live there. 65 years after the Churban, which takes us to 135 Common Era, we have the Bar Kokhba Rebellion. We spoke about it last week in regard to the Pesach Seder, if you recall. Shmuel Golden ties it in. We have the Bar Kokhba Rebellion. Rabbi Akiva was the main supporter, the rabbinic Haskama, the rabbinic backing of the Bar Kochba rebellion. They believed that he was the Mashiach, Bar Koziva, Darach Kochav Miyakov, son of the star. When the Bar Kochba rebellion was squelched, it was so terrible, any remaining Jews were slaughtered. And in fact, there are some who count the exile, not from Churban Beis HaMikdash, but from the aftermath of the Bar Kochba rebellion, because at that point, that is also when religious persecution of the Jews began. So Rav Soloveitchik has a whole piece on this, and the Lord is righteous in all his ways. In the aftermath of the Churban, the Romans, the Rav explains, left the Jews alone because they figured, why? What was the Chachma? Once they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they're destroying the essence of Am Yisrael. But they saw that it's 65 years later, and there's still Torah scholars, and there's still people teaching Torah public, and they have not been successful. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. Commentary of Soloveitchik on the Kinos and Tisha B'Av. And they saw that the Jews were still strong. And then they realized it's not the Beit HaMikdash, it's not a central location or a central government that gives Am Yisrael power, it's the Torah that gives Am Yisrael power. And that's why the Rav says religious persecution, the Asarahu Gemalchus, did not occur right after the Churban. It occurred some years later once they saw that Torah, quote, says the Rav, is the cohesive force that unites the people, and that's why they began to persecute the Jews, and then we have the Asarahu Gemalchus. So, you know, we tell these facts and we say this history very nonchalantly, the same way we look at the narratives of Rabbi Akiva, because we're so used to it, it happened 2,000 years ago, but let's just try and internalize, even though we can't, living in such a time. The central location of worship and the seat of power has been destroyed, Jerusalem, the Kohanim, the Beit HaMikdash, it's the most devastating blow to Am Yisrael. They have been taken into Golos. There have been thousands who have been killed. Not only that, 65 years later, Rabbi Akiva really believes that Bar Kochba is the Messiah. They think Mashiach's here. They think it's the end of Jewish destiny. We'll be successful over the Romans. We'll build a third temple just a few years after the destruction. They had such hopes. And after that, not only is the rebellion squelched, but now starts a campaign of slaughter of B'nai Torah. It's impossible for us to imagine. They lived in a time, our world is so turbulent, it's so crazy, it is turbulent, it is crazy. But the time in which they lived is one of the most devastating time periods in Jewish history, and a time of great persecution. Great. Do you know that on Lag BaOmer there was a terror attack in a Tunisian island? Are you aware of that? I don't even know how you pronounce it. Djerba. I don't even know how you say it. And two Haddad cousins, they were celebrating Lag BaOmer. It's a very big Yom Tov there because the Mesorah is that the Kohanim came there after the destruction of the temple, and they even brought with them a door and stones from the Beit HaMikdash. And Jews come from all over Africa and even Europe to celebrate there. There was heavy security because 20 years ago there was a terrible terror attack also on Lag BaOmer that killed over 20 Jews. Two Jews were killed this year. When we were all celebrating our Lag BaOmer, we don't understand. To us, it's cousins, two cousins, 30 and 42, Haddad cousins, H-A-D-A-D, the Haddad cousins were murdered. Why? Because they were Jews. They were in the parking lot right outside the show. There were 1,000 Jews in the show. Time the show was placed on lockdown for 4 hours, and they were murdered. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look it up. Imo Anochi Bitzar. Say a kapitel of Tehillim. Cry for these families. Rabbi Akiva lived in a time when tens of thousands of Jews were being slaughtered. The land was destroyed. The glory of the people was taken away from them. So when we talk about Rabbi Akiva and his greatness, he's even greater because of the challenge of living in the time in which he lived. When things are tranquil, it's easier to be a great person. It's not ever easy to be a great person, but it's easier to strive for greatness when your life is calm and things are okay. Nationally, it was a time of horrific upheaval, murder, slaughter of the Jews, destruction of the land, the Beis HaMikdash is smoking, Tzion has been plowed like a field, and we need to understand that, or at least speak about it, in order to really try to comprehend the greatness of the Tana Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so with that in mind, last week we went to Maseches Yevamah Samech Beis. We gave five different reasons as to what it means. Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zelazeh. If you missed the shiur, it's on Yahrir Torah. Go listen. Five different reasons what it means. Mipnei Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zelazeh. We began in Yevamah, and then we went to the Seder in Bnei Brak, which once again puts the time period into perspective. And now let us go to Maseches Makos Chaf Dalet Aleph into Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and this is the closing narrative of Maseches Makos. Again, keep the time period in mind. Ukvar higher Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Mahalchin Vadarach. One time, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva were walking on the way. Vishamu kol hamone shel Romi mipalata. They heard the sound of the Roman crowds in the plaza of Rome. The Art Scroll footnote quotes the Maharsha. This was the sound of the crowds of Rome as an allusion to the aura of victory and success under which the Roman citizenry lived in security and serenity. So the Maharsha says they weren't really in Rome. They were in Judea. The sound of the Roman cheers in the plaza is an allusion, says the Maharsha, to the victory and the success that the Roman citizens found and the security and the serenity that they had at that time. They were 120 mil away. And all of the colleagues, when they hear the sounds of the Romans and how successful they are, Rasha Lama Tovlo, Hizchilu Bochin, they started to cry. Rabbi Akiva Misachek. And Rabbi Akiva is not crying, he's laughing. Amarlo, they said to him, Mipnei Ma'atah Misachek. So they said to him, why are you laughing? Amarlahem, Ba'atem Mipnei Ma'atem Bochim. I guess everyone could see it on the screen. I'm highlighting where we're up to because nobody posted that they can't see the handout. Ba'atem Mipnei Ma'atem Bochim. So he says to them, why are you crying? Amru, they said to him, Halalu, Halalu Kushim, Shemishtachvim la'atzavim, Mimikatvim la'vodas kochavim. These Kushim, I use a derogatory term to describe the Romans, they bow down to sticks and trees and they worship idols, they worship nothing, they live a life of nothingness. Yoshvin betach v'hashke, they sit with security and tranquility, v'anu and us, Beis Hadam Ragle Elokeinu Saruf. These Rasha'im are successful, they're peaceful, they're doing well, they've taken over our land. And look at us, look at the footstool of the house of God. Look what has happened to our land, it's been burned. Ba'esh, Saref Ba'esh, it's burned in fire. Velo Nivka, we shouldn't cry. Why should I laugh? Why should I be happy? Look at the Romans and look at us. Amar lahan, Rabbi Akiva said, L'kach ani mitzachik. That's why I am laughing. Why am I laughing? Umala ovrei ritzono, kach, kach. If this is the reward, so to speak, to those who do not do God's will. In other words, if this is how God rewards the Romans, so to speak, l'osei ritzono, achas kama v'kama. I am sure that to those who do God's will, Am Yisrael, B'nai Torah, I'm sure our reward will be infinitely greater than their reward. So they see the Romans exuberant and joyous and victorious and celebrating, and everyone's crying. If I was there, I would probably also be crying. And he's laughing, so why? Because they said, why shouldn't we cry? Look at their success. So he said, that's exactly why. I see I'm laughing because if this is how God pays back Rasha'im, imagine how bountiful, how amazing, how infinite will be the blessings that God gives to the tzaddikim. That is a lesser known story, and certainly less quoted story, than the next narrative. And this next narrative is the end of Maseches Makos. Shuv pam achas, hayu olin leYerushalayim. One time they were going up to Yerushalayim. Kevan sheyigu laHartzofim karu bigdehem. When they came to haHartzofim, they tore kriya. I don't even want to give a parallel of what it would mean in our days. I don't even want to say these words of what it would mean in our days. But they lived in a time when there was Jewish sovereignty, a Jewish state. Jews in Judea, center of worship in Yerushalayim, and it was all destroyed. Remember, this is the second temple. They had already been in Golus once, and the second temple stood for 420 years. And they saw this Jewish commonwealth and this Jewish country and this Jewish state destroyed. Would you be crying or laughing? We would be crying. We would finally understand Tisha B'Av. We would sit on the floor and literally tear kriya. Certainly us and our communities and our hashkafa. We don't understand what these narratives mean. I don't want to say it more clearly, but we can use our Make a connection in your head. Oh, Leini, Rachman, let's say, would you be crying or laughing? You would all finally have the first Tisha B'Av of your life, where you understood what Tisha B'Av means. This is the time period in which they lived. Shov pam achas hayu ol in the Yerushalayim. They didn't have a kosel to daven by. They had the Beis HaMikdash. The kosel is not part of the Beis HaMikdash. It's the retaining wall around Temple Mount. And how much we revere that wall. Well, not the wall. Chas v'sham. That sounds like a Avodah Zarah. How much we revere the Shechina that's so accessible by the wall. Hinei zeh omer achar koselenu. Shir Hashir. And the Medrash says that God's Shechina never departs from the kosel. The kosel wasn't part of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a retaining wall around Temple Mount. They didn't have a retaining wall around Temple Mount. They had a temple on Temple Mount. Kevan, you've seen the pictures of the soldiers when they liberate the wall. You've heard Harabai Bedenu, Colonel Matigur, Harabai Bedenu. They had a Beis HaMikdash. They were all El Regal. They had Bikurim. They had the Karban Omer. They had the Shtei Lachem on Shavuos. Kevan, Sheyugil Arat Sofim, Karab Bigdehem. I would also be tearing Kriya, Rachman Alitzan. Kevan, Sheyugil Arabai Yisrael Shu'al, Sheyatsami Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when they came to Harabayis, you can see there's three mountains. When you stand like I'm at the top of the Chor Vashol, you can go to the top of the Chor Vashol, at the top of Eish HaTor, you can see three mountains in a row. One is Har Tzofim, one is Harabayis, and then Har Zesim. You can see Har Tzofim when you're standing up there. So they were coming, they were ascending to Jerusalem, and they came to Har Tzofim. From Har Tzofim, you could see onto Harabayis, and then you could see Har Zesim right there. Kevan Shigil Har Tzofim, Kara Bigdeim. Kevan shehigiu lahar habayis, ra'ushu al sheyatsami beit kodesh hakadoshim. When they came to our bayis, they saw a fox that was coming out of the place of the Holy of Holies. Hischilu hein bochin. They began to cry. When we were zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael last year, Pesach, already over a year ago, so we went in like shifts based on when people finished school and work and the family. So my husband and I and two kids went earlier, and two kids came later in the week. So they arrived Thursday night, two of my boys, and we were going up north for Pesach to Kibbutz Lavi. But Friday morning, because it was our only chance after that, we had been in Jerusalem already for a few days. So my two boys went to daven by the kotel that morning. It was one of them is a bechor, we call a minyan, a tanis bechorim, or the siyum, so there wasn't a tanis bechorim. So I had by the kotel early in the morning for shachris. We had already been that week multiple times. And when they came back, they said they didn't know what was going on. They kept hearing things, but they didn't know what it was. And after, my eldest son saw online that they were rioting on top, and it was gunfire that they were hearing. There was gunfights up there. Kevan shigil arbayis ra'ushu al. Shayatsami based Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's Chiduhein Bochin. They were crying. Rabbi Akiva Mitzachik. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. I would be crying also. I would be crying. Amrullah Mipnei Ma'atam Mitzachik. Are you crazy? What do you see up here? Why are you laughing? Look who's up here. Amarullah Mipnei Ma'atam Bochim. So he says, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Why are you laughing? Who's allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh? We just had Parshas Achrimos, Perek Tes Zion of Vayikra, and the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Who goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh? The Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. The stranger who enters shall die. And now foxes are going there. We shouldn't cry. When we go to Yerushalayim today, when we stand by the Kosel today, you have to tear Kriya. We don't laugh. We tear Kriya. And you see how it buys today, when you see Jerusalem in ruins, you tear Kriya. Whenever we're packing, I always tell everyone, Halavite should be so Zocha soon. I always say, remember your Kriya shirt, remember your Kriya shirt. Have to tear Kriya. So they tore Kriya, so they're crying. He's laughing. So they say, why are you laughing? So they say, a stranger's not allowed in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now look who's up there. We shouldn't cry. So he says, you're right, but that's why I'm laughing, because we have two different nevuos about the Churban and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Dichtiv, one pasuk tells us, Va'edi li eidim ne'amanim, es Uriah Kohen ve'Zachariah ben Barach Yahu. The pasuk says that God says, I will call to me two trustworthy, faithful witnesses. Who will I call? God says before me is witnesses about the fate of Jerusalem, Uriah and Zechariah. V'chi ma'inyan Uriah eitzel Zechariah. But what is Uriah doing with Zechariah? They lived in two totally different time periods. So why is God saying, I'll call these two witnesses who lived hundreds of years apart from each other? Uriah b'mikdash rishon. Uriah lived in the time of the first temple, but Zechariah b'mikdash sheni. What's God saying? I'm going to call witnesses from 500 years apart. Call, if you want witnesses, when they come for, to witness that there's Rosh Chodesh, it can't be someone from 500 years ago and someone today. Did you see the new moon now or not? So God says, no, these two witnesses will testify about the fate and the destiny of Jerusalem. But one's from Mikdash Rishon, and one's from Mikdash Sheni. Uriah ben Mikdash Rishon, Zechariah ben Mikdash Sheni. Ela, Tala ha-kasuf nevuah, so shall Zechariah ben nevuah, so shall Uriah. The nevuah of Zechariah, Mikdash Sheni, is dependent on the nevuah of Uriah. But Uriah kasiv, what does the pasuk say by Uriah? Lachain biglachem tzion sadas. What's wrong? Is there something I'm not hearing? Oh, okay. V'orya kasiv. I'm sorry. I just thought there was something going on that I wasn't aware of. Lachain biglachem tzion sadas secharesh. Because of your sins, Zion will be plowed like a field. And that's what the Romans did. The enemy comes. That's what they do today. They take out truckloads of dirt from under Har Bais because what they want to do is destroy any evidence that we were ever there. And they know that archaeologically there's very, very strong proof and evidence that we're there. So they tried to destroy everything. They don't just destroy the building. They plow the field. You were never here. And then the Zechariah has a different nevuah. Od yesh v'zekeinu miskeinos b'rechavos Yerushalayim. I'm not going to quote the whole thing because the next source we're going to do is looking at that nevuah with sources for me at least that were new and I never learned them before I prepared this year. So I have two nevuahs. One about churban, destruction, churban from the root word cherev, and one from binyan, geula. Ad shelo niskayim nevuah so shel Uriah, ha'isi misyarei shelo tiskayim nevuah so shel Zechariah. So Rabbi Akiva said, you know, I wasn't sure. Now that I see the prophecy of destruction coming true, lachein b'glalcham tzion sadeh secharesh. Now that I see taka that the Romans mamish plowed over her habayis. Before that, I wasn't sure if one doesn't come true, is the other going to come true? Hayisi misyare. Oh, that's interesting. In Brachos Samech Amud Beis, when he's dying, he says kol chayai hayisi mitzta'er. Here he says, Ayisi Misyare. It's interesting. I don't know. I just thought of it, so I don't know connection right now. But until I saw the prophecy of Uriah, Lachain Beglachem Tzion Sada Secharesh, Ayisi Misyare. I don't want to use the word afraid, however you want to translate it. Shalot Tiskaim Nevuah, so shall Zechariah. That maybe the prophecy of Zechariah won't come true. Achshav Shen Niskaim Nevuah, so shall Uriah. Now that I see Taka, that the Romans destroyed Jerusalem, Biyadua. I know and it's certain. Shen Nevuah, so shall Zechariah Miskayim. It's the prophecy of Zechariah will also come true. The Lashon Hazar Amrlo, with this language that he told them, they said to him, his colleagues now said, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu. Art scroll footnote says, why do they say Nechamtanu two times? What's twice? You have this is the Maharsha. You have twice comforted us. Once regarding the first incident, Nechamtanu is not both about this second famous narrative. One Nechamtanu is about the Roman crowds who were celebrating. That's one Nechamtanu. And the second Nechamtanu is about this famous incident when they come to Har Bais and they tear Kriya. So that's interesting to point out because we tend to attribute it, because this is the more famous narrative that everybody quotes, we think the Chamtanu is about this incident. It's not. It's just for purposes of intellectual honesty here. One is by the first incident. They see the crowds of the Roman plaza celebrating. And one is here, you comforted us, can comfort us. We know that, what does Nechamtanu mean? Nechamtanu does not mean comfort, really. We could go through many places in Chumash where I could show this to you, but Nechamtanu, what does Nechama mean, actually? Nun chasmem. And someone saying I didn't hear? Who's talking?
You had said that it means to change your perspective.
Okay, go, Baruch Hashem. And the students remember the teacher's very happy. No, I'm not joking. I'm really not joking. Baruch Hashem. Kol Kavod. That's exactly right. We've said many times that nun chasmem does not mean comfort. It means to change your mind. And the first time it appears in Chumash is right at the end of Parshas Bereishis, right at the end of Perek Vav, when God sees that man is corrupt on the earth. It's right before the flood. Man sees that God is corrupt on the earth. Vayisatsev elibo, he is sad, so to speak, God in his heart, so to speak. Vayinachem ki asa es ha'adam. God is not comforted that he made man. He's about to destroy them. The flood's coming. He changes his mind. He reconsiders for having made man. That's what Nachem really means. And that relates to Tisha B'Av. In the afternoon, you recite Nachem. We have a different perspective. God didn't destroy Am Yisrael. He destroyed bricks and stones and gold and silver. It's bad. But Nachem actually means to change your mind. So when you say to a mourner, Admei Avashem Shana, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, what you're saying is that Hashem should have you achieve help you achieve a different perspective into this situation. Just important, just like Shavat does not mean rest. Shavat, I say it all the time, means cease. We just had it. We just say it's in Bechukosai or in Bahar. It's in Bahar. Well, it's for sure in Bahar because of Shemitah. It's also in Bechukosai. So Shavat, many places in Tanakh, means cease. Shabbos does not mean a day of rest. Shabbos means a day of cessation. You cease being of all this world. Fine. Nechamtanu, they're talking about the first incident and the second incident. So now look at these beautiful psukim that everybody knows. Why do we know them? They're so famous. They're the Nechama of Rabbi Akiva. Let's actually look at the Navi Zechariah. And what we're going to do, at least this is new for me, we're going to look up some of the Mefarshim on the Navi and the Nevuah in Zechariah. So let's see, we're going to look at the Radak, it's on your hand, the Metzudas Tavin, Metzudas Sion, and the Malbim. Okay, let's begin in these beautiful psukim. And Rabbi Akiva quotes a phrase from these psukim. What is he really saying? Their handouts are the bima. If you want one, you don't need to share their handouts at the corner of the bima, if you're interested in following along. Don't be shy, please go get one. Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Shavti El Tzion. I will return. I return to Zion. V'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim. My Shechina. I will dwell. I am dwelling in Jerusalem. V'nikra Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. And Yerushalayim will be called the city of truth. V'har Hashem tzvakos har kodesh. And the mount of God, the Lord of hosts, will be the holy mountain. Ko amar Hashem tzvakos. So says Hashem of hosts. Od yesh, the Lord of hosts. Od yesh v'zakein v'zakeinos b'chavos Yerushalayim. Once again, old men and old women will sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The ish mishanto biyado meirov yamim, and a man will sit with his staff in his hand, his walking stick in his hand, because he's coming on in years. Urechavas hayir yamalu yiladim viyilados mesacha kim berchavasaha. And the streets of the city will be filled with young boys and girls who are laughing in the streets, playing in the streets. Sounds much better in the Lashon HaKodesh. I'm translating it because our first language, unfortunately, is English, but really they shouldn't be translated. So I'm going to read these two psukim without translation, just to do justice, maybe, I don't know, I hope, do justice to the beauty of the Nevuah. Ko Amar Hashem Shafti El Tzion, V'shachanti B'soch Yerushalayim, V'nikwa Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes, V'har Hashem Tzvakos, Har Kodesh. Ko Amar Hashem Tzavakos, Od Yesh V'zakeinim R'zakeinos B'chavos Yerushalayim, V'ish Mishanto B'yadom Eirov Yamim, U'rechavos V'yir Yimalu Yiladim V'yilados Mesachakim B'chavos. I was thinking of these psukim yesterday when I was reading the news out of Eretz Yisrael. They evacuated the southern communities. There was a direct hit. There were hundreds of rockets. They evacuated the communities in the south to central Israel. There's a direct hit on a kindergarten in Sderot, but because the building was empty, there were no casualties. But the fact is that they can't live at peace in their communities. They can't go to school. All the shops are closed. All the streets are closed. I'm not talking about Germany. I'm not talking about Churban Beis Hamikdash. I'm talking about today in Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael. Hundreds and hundreds of rockets. They reached Bat Yam, Bnei Brak, Tel Aviv. A 60-year-old woman fell and she was injured when she was running for cover yesterday. So the promise of Nevuah of Geula is that men and women will be able to sit in the street. They won't have to run because there's a siren. They won't have to evacuate entire cities. They won't have to leave school. They won't have to close the shops. They'll be able to sit having a coffee with their staff in their hand, relaxing. Now let's look at some of the Mefarshim on these psukim. Again, I told you, we're looking at three famous narratives of Rabbi Akiva with three, at least for me, new insights. Yavamo 62b with Rabbi Yudin, Haggadah Shel Pasach with commentary of Rabbi Shmuel Golden, and now the Makos Chaf Dalid, the Nevuah of Zechariah. Let's look at the Mefarshim. What do these psukim mean? Well, begin in the Radak. Yes, everyone's following with me. You know where I'm up to? God. Kol Amar Hashem V'nikri Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes. So says God, Jerusalem will be called the city of truth. Kimo shehivtiach, like God made a promise, she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo v'lo yidabru chazav. It's a pasuk from Tzefanya. The Radak quotes a pasuk from Tzefanya, the remnant of Israel, the she'eris, a pleita. The remnant of Israel will no longer commit injustice, sin, avla, and they will no longer speak lies. Hu hadin nechal eretz. So in other words, Radak is saying, what does it mean Yerushalayim will be an ir ha'emes? The remnant that will come back. He's paraphrasing, you know, like a saying from Tzefanya. The remnant who comes back, the Jews will no longer be sinners. We will no longer be committing sins, no longer committing iniquities, no longer committing injustice. We will no longer be telling lies. We'll be speaking the truth. B'yimos HaMashiach, the remnant who comes back will be righteous people. Hu hadin nechal eretz Yisrael. So the Radak says that the Pasuk tells you, V'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim, shavti al tzion, v'nikra Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. So is it only talking about Yerushalayim? What about the Golan? What about the Galil? What about Ma'ale Adumim? What about Be'er Shava? What about Haifa? What about Efrat? Will it only be that Jerusalem is the ir ha'emes? Hu hadin nechol Eretz Yisrael. So no, in the Yemos HaMashiach, when the prophecy of Geula comes true, this will be true for the entire land of Israel. V'zachar Yerushalayim, but why does it then specifically mention Yerushalayim? Shehi Rosh HaMamlacha. Because Jerusalem is the center of the world. It is the head of the government. It is the center of the kingdom of Judea. That is how important Jerusalem is. So if you refer to Jerusalem, it's so important that you know you mean you're referring to the entire Eretz Yisrael. But Jerusalem is the center of the world and the center of Eretz Yisrael. So if I say Yerushalayim is the Ir HaEmes, then everyone understands I really mean the whole Eretz Yisrael. But because of the Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael, the Chashivus of Yas Eretz Yisrael, but Yerushalayim, we refer to Yerushalayim. Va'od k'mipnei har Hashem har kodesh, shelo yichaleluhu od zarim. Furthermore, the reason the Pasuk says, the mount of the Lord, the God of hosts, will be the holy mount. Why does it say, just tell me, Shafti El Tzion, Vahar Hashem Tzvakos. Why do you need to say Har HaKodesh? Because what's the prophecy? Shalo Yechalalu Od Zarim. It will no longer be profaned by strangers. We'll be able to go there when it's Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Leil HaSeder. And you'll be able to go for shachris and catch a siyum, and there won't be gunshots above you because other people are rioting and profaning the place. Shalo yichalu od zarim. What a prophecy, what a nevuah, what a bracha. It will no longer be profaned. Har Hashem will be Har HaKodesh. The opposite of Kodesh is Chol. It'll be Har HaKodesh. Shalo yichalu od zarim. It will no longer be profaned by strangers. Ko Amar Hashem. So if you look in these psukim here, look, Pasuk Gimel, Ko Amar Hashem, Shafti El Yerushalayim. Pasuk Dal, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos. So the Radak says, Ko Amar Hashem. Al Kol Nechama Amar Ko Amar. By every Nechama it says, Ko Amar Hashem. So says God. The Chazeka Nechama. To strengthen the Nechama, Ki Al Kol Panim Tia Tova. Because no matter how you look at it, this way and that way, it's good. If you look at it from the front, it's good. The back, it's good. The right, it's good. The left, it's good. I just thought of something, but it's way too long to get into. That would tie into the Radak's Ko Amar Hashem. The Rav Salavechik has a very lengthy dissertation on the power of Ko. Chaf Hei and Echa, it actually relates to this exactly. One of the kinnush is Aye Ko. Echa is a contraction of two words. E Ko, where is the promise of Ko? And the Rav goes through many places in Chumash, Im Tuchalis for Osam, Ko Yezaracha. He goes through many places in Chumash, Anivanar Nelcho Ad Kol, Vinishtachave, Vinishuva Lechem, by Yaakov and the sheep, Im Ko Yezarachem, Yunikudim, Atudim. The Rav goes, Ko Somer Labes Yaakov, Sageh Labanesral, Ko Savarchos Panesral. The Rav goes to many places in Chumash, many of which I've just quoted, where Ko, Chaf Hei, is the promise of God to call Yisrael. So the kina of Aye Ko Is everyone with me? Do you know what I'm talking about? No? Echa, Aleph Yud Chaf Hey, since we're talking about Chorban, and Be'ezrat Hashem coming to Geula, is a contraction of two words. Echo, where is the promise of Ko? It's one of the kinos we recite by Kalir. Rav Soloveitchik has a very lengthy piece where he shows how Ko is the promise of God to the people. For example, I didn't say where I was quoting from when I quoted them. God said to Avram by the Brisbane of Sar, by Yetzi Oso Chutz of a Yomer, your children will be as numerous as the stars. Avram says to Eliezer and Yishmael by the Akedah, Shvu lachem po im hachamar, perchav beis, v'ani v'anar necho ad ko, v'nishtachave. Ko is the promise of father and son, Avram and Yitzhak journeying together to prostrate, to worship God. In Perek Yotas of Shemos, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. What am I saying, Yud Gimel? Hashem says to Moshe, Kol somar lebeis Yaakov v'tagelis b'nei Yisrael. The first word of Matan Torah is Kol. In the Birkas Kohanim Parshas Knesso, Perek Vav of Bamidbar. We're going to be there very soon. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Hashem says to Moshe, Kol sivarchu esk b'nei Yisrael. The Kohanim, so they shall bless. Now do you know what I'm talking about? Is that better? Okay. Ko is the bracha that God made to sustain Klal Yisrael, to bench us like the stars, that a father and son shall go together, that the Kohanim will bless us. Ko is the bracha of the strength of Israel. Is that clear? Because it really relates very nicely to this Radak, which I obviously didn't think about when I was preparing, which I told you I'm not going to say because it's too lengthy, but I am saying it. So now I'm asking a kasha. This actually would fit in perfectly with the piece of the Rav on Ko, Gevaldik. Ah, it's Gevaldik. If all those Ko, so we say on Tisha B'Av, Aye Ko, you made us all these promises, where is the Ko? Ko Sivarchos B'nei Yisrael, Ko Somer the Beis Yaakov, it's Hagedah B'nei Yisrael, Av Niva Nav Necha, Ad Ko V'Nishtachave, Ko Yezarecha, by Yaakov, it's by Yaakov and the sheep. It's Periklam at Aleph of Bereishis. So where's the Ko? We're sitting on the floor. I thought we're supposed to be like the stars. I thought we're supposed to be so wonderful. I thought we're supposed to have Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now I'm sitting here tearing Kriya because the Beis HaMikdash is in roots. Where's the Ko? This is Gevaldik. This is actually Gevaldik. This is tremendous. Added to the notes of the Rav. Excuse me. But yes, it works perfectly. Look at this Radak. It ties in exactly with this piece by the Rav on that Kina, Aye Ko. Remember this for Tisha B'Av. Havai, there shouldn't be a Tisha B'Av here. The Ko should finally come. This is tremendous. Nechama, the Geula, comes with which word? Ko. You should have all said that. If you're paying attention to Shir, you should have all said it also. Why does it say Ko Amar Hashem? Maybe the Pasuk should just say Shafti El Tzion. It's fine. Or Vayomer Hashem Shafti El Tzion. Vayidaber Hashem Shafti El Tzion. Why is it Shafti El Tzion v'shachanti b'soshu Hashem Ko Amar Hashem? This is tremendous. Baruch Pokei Echivim. It was worth coming this year for this. It's so exciting. You never know what you're going to get when you start learning Torah. Why is it Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos od Yeshu Zekenim Zekenos Berchovos Yerushalayim? Every word of the Navi is important, just like every word of Chumash is important. So is every word of Nach. So why does the Nevuah, I'm so excited, can you tell? Why does the Nevuah begin with Ko? I was just met someone yesterday, and she was at my shiur a week and a half ago. I was very, very excited. She said something hysterical. She's like, you must have lost 5 pounds at that shiur. I don't think so, but that would be pretty cool. It's a certain point. Don't take that the wrong way. We have to be healthy. I'm not endorsing losing 5 pounds with every shiur. I wouldn't be here anymore. Okay. Ko Amar Hashem. So why does it say Ko Amar Hashem? I'm proposing something that I think is very, very beautiful. If we say Aye Ko, where is the promise of Ko? And we go through all the places in Chumash where you promised us with Ko that we'll be a great nation. I don't think we're a great nation. Shu'alam Hilchuba. Does it look like we're a great nation when there's gunfire and gunshots and you're trying to daven at the Kotel because look who's up there? When a 60-year-old woman is running for shelter, is that Zgein Muzkenos, Yeshu Berchovas Ha'ir? When the Starel kindergartens and the Kinderlach cannot go to school, they have to evacuate entire towns and close the shops, people's parnasa, people's homes, children's chinuch. Is that Aye Ko? Is that the Ko? That's Kol Sivarcha B'nai Yisrael. V'yasem v'chasholam. That's not Kol. Ayei Kol. The Paitin charges God and he says, where is the Kol? He's Gevaldik. How does the Nechama come? Kol, Amar Hashem. What will be restored to you? The bracha of Kol. Wow. I might not get through all my material, but that is pretty unbelievable. That's really unbelievable. The experience of studying and teaching Torah, first of all, is so humbling. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says in his Sefer Gates of Prayer that it's a miracle that we could understand Torah. That's what he says. It's a matan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Torah is Hashem. The most famous Zohar, I think, we just had the Yilul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is Yistakel Bel Raisu Bar Oma. It's a couple of quotes from the Zohar that are very famous. I've never opened it up. I don't think I'm ever going to get there in my lifetime. I don't know if women are allowed to. Whatever. Yistakel Bel Raisu Bar Oma. Yisrael Kdi Shebrichu Araisa Charu. Hashem is Torah. There's, I don't know if it's a Medrash, it's probably also a Zohar. It's Kabbalistic. That all the letters of Torah really spell Shemos of Hashem. Like where you break them up, the Torah is really one long string of different names of God. So Rav Shimka says, how could a mortal understand, could you understand anything about Hashem? I don't understand anything about how the world is run. Nothing. From A to Z, I don't understand anything. Moshe Rabbeinu did understand. Bracha Zayin. He also has God. I don't understand. So how could I understand Torah? I don't mean me, I mean us. How is it possible to understand divinity? How could you understand Torah? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus says it's one of the greatest matanos that you could open up a Torah, a Chumash, Mefarshim, Tanakh, and understand something. It's a matana. What's the first thing we daven for in Shemona Esrei? The first, not the first Shavach. After the Shavach, Ata Gibor, Mechayim Esim, Rachamim Rabim, Zomech Nofim, Ata Kadosh. What's the first Bakasha? Before Afua Shalema, before Slach Lanu, before Ashiva Shoftein, before Yerushalayim Ircha, before Barei Chaleinu Parnasu, the first thing you ask for is wisdom. Ata chonei lo adam da'as, I daven a sechsvar. Umalamei la'enosh bina. Chaneinu me'itcha, where does my wisdom come from? God. Chaneinu me'itcha, chachma bina da'as. I think Ashkenaz says, deya bina and haska. But the first thing we daven for is to have intuition, understanding, wisdom. Not only to be able to know how to bake a cake and follow the recipe, that also you have to know. You also have to be able to have da'as to understand. It's unbelievable. What does the radak mean? This is a very powerful radak. I never looked up the commentary to Zechariah before. It's a beautiful nevuah. Everyone loves that piece of Gemara, so whatever. So I wanted to bring you new insights into familiar narratives. I don't want to say old narratives, because you could learn the same narrative 100 times and it's not old when it comes to Torah. Familiar narratives, let's learn new things. So I decided to go into Zechariah and see what the Mefarshim have to say. I didn't realize who I'm talking. This is such godless, Ko Amar Hashem. I'll call Nechama Amar Ko Amar. Because it's a bracha of Ko that will come with the Geula to fulfillment. There won't be any more Eicha. There won't be any more Aye Ko. It will taka be Aniva Nar Necha Ad Ko V'Nishtachava. Me and the lad will be able to ascend to our bayis and worship together. When a father and son can go up to the base of Midrash, should be Olal Rega, we'll have the call. Ko Nechama. Add this to your notes. I'll call Nechama Amar Ko Amar. L'chazek HaNechama. Ki I'll call Panim Tiyah Tova. There won't be any more Eicha. It will be God is saying, here is the Ko. And that's why the promise comes with Ko. Unbelievable. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Metzudas David. Let's go back to what we're talking about. The Metzudas David. Remember the Psukim. Let's remember the Psukim. Okay, so the Psukim from Zechariah. Od yesh v'zekein muzkenes b'chavos Yerushalayim. Od yavos man, I'm up to the Metzudas David. Od yavos man ha-geula ha-asida v'yesh v'zekein muzkenes b'chavos. In the future, the time for redemption in the future will come. And old men and women will sit in the street, wrote Selomar, Lo yasigem hachalusha lashevis bayis, ki im berchovos yeshvu kederach habachurim. He's not talking about the enemy. He's talking about the time of infirmity and old age. As a person ages, This starts to not work so well that we should all be well and healthy and may vesum shana. Sometimes it happens that when a person ages, they become weak. They're not as fast, they're not as agile, they don't have as much tactile dexterity. The vision starts to decrease, the hearing. A person's body starts to deteriorate with old age. So Mr. Dostavit says, what does it mean that this Kenim and Skirnos be able to sit in the street? It means lo yasigim hacholsha l'shavas bayis. They won't be weak. They won't have to sit in the house. You know, the kids go out to the park, to the street, to Central Avenue, to Ben Yehuda, to wherever it is that they go. Hashem shall watch over all of them. They go out to the streets. The old men and women will also be able to go out to the streets in the time of Geula, because the infirmities of old age will not cause them weakness. The ish mishanto biyado, v'chol echad ye biyado mishanto lahash einba. Meirova yamim, everyone will have in his hand a staff in his hand to lean upon it from coming on in years. Shechayu. Oh, meirova yamim shechayu, the years that they lived. Shechayav. Meirov yamim shechayav. Shechayav, yeah. The keder chazakenim, just like old people go with the staffs. I know maybe you're thinking these two commentaries seem to be contradictory. If the first one tells me he's not going to be weak because of old age, the second one tells me he needs a staff. We're still going to get old. So older people need a staff in their hand. It's also a sign of dignity. But they still will be able to go out in the street so often. At a real old age, people can't go out anymore. Whether it's a home or a nursing home or in their own home, they can't go out anymore. So even if they have a staff in their hand, they'll still be able to go out into the street. So it's not a contradiction. But al koza lo yasigim hachulasha l'shavis by sea. He clarifies what I just told you. Even though they will still need the staff of old age, they won't be weak, that they won't need to sit in their house. Mitzudas tzion, misachakim. What does it mean that children will be playing in the streets? So the mitzudas tzion says, milashon schok v'simcha. The kindergartens won't be closed. There was a video, I didn't see it. I don't really, when I tell you don't check the news, and then I tell you know the news, you shouldn't be choshed. If my husband or my son tells me, my husband told me yesterday, crazy rockets in Israel, Shem Yerachim, so then I went to check, because it's important to know, if I have to know that I check. My son's the one who told me, he said, did you hear what happened? So I thought he meant, so my husband had just told me about Israel, I was just in the middle of checking the Israel news. So I said, do you mean the rockets? Abba just told me. So he said, no, Tunisia. I had no idea. So I went to look. You should go home and go look it up. Tunisia, Lag BaOmer attacked 2 days ago. Look, see their faces. See who was killed. Well, we're celebrating Baruch Hashem and our Hilul and celebration. And yes, we have security, but we have a sense of confidence and comfort. Maybe it's misplaced, but we do. 30 and 42. My son pointed something out. He said, again, relatives, first cousins. Cousins, brothers, what's happening to us? So my point is, when I tell you I know the news, I just don't want you to be choshed, because I'm going to say I don't check the news. I really don't check the news, unless I'm told you have to check the news. Everything, nothing's black and white. There has to be areas of gray. I don't have to waste my time reading about the coronation and the throne. It was in Mishpacha even. And the oil from Har Zeisim, the only reason I know anything is because it was in Mishpacha. But certain things we have to know. I can't be so forfront. I don't check the news that if my brothers and sisters are crying, that I don't know about it. You have to know. You have to say a kapitel of tilm. You have to daven. Make yourself aware. Plead with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sim shalom. So what's my point? Oh, it said in the article I saw, but there was no link to the video, that there was a video going around that on gone viral of a father in Tel Aviv in the street lying on top of his two children as the sirens blared overhead. Is that Berchova Sa'ir Yimalu Yiladim V'Yiladus Misachakim Berchova Sa'ha? Misachakim Milashon Schok V'Simcha. Okay, I'm going to skip the Malbim now. Maybe not. Okay, not. The Malbim, okay? I will tell you, I don't understand everything that the Malbim is referring to. But we could still learn the piece, and if anyone does understand everything else, you're welcome to let me know. Ko Amer Hashem Shafti El Tzion. So the Malbim says, what does this mean? God says, I will return to Tzion. Da'ati lo shuv al Tzion, shatihi shchinasi kavu Hashem kimikadam. In the time of the Geula, my intent, my mind is that I will return to Tzion, that my Shechina will be kavua there, a fixed feature, just like it was kimei kadam. Ashuvenu Hashem Melech v'nashuva chadesh himenu kikadam. The end of Megillas Eicha. Right, the end of Eicha, Perakei. So the Malbim says that taka will happen. B'yamos HaMashiach, in the time of the Geula, it is my intent, God says, that I will return to Zion and my Shechina will be kavua. Not, is it here, isn't it here, it's here, and then it's going to go to Bavel, and then it's here, and then it's going to go to Rome, and then Spain, and then England, and then Tunisia. No, and then Germany. No, I'm going to be here with you like I was, everything ties together. What's the final plea of Eicha? Restore our days as of old. So that's the Geula. It will be kavua, set feature in Tzion and Yerushalayim, kimikadam. The pasuk doesn't say that Hashem says in this nevuah Zechariah Parachas pasuk Gimel. It could say Ko Amar Hashem Shafti El Tzion V'Shachanti BeBeis HaMikdash. That's what it could say, because after all, isn't that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sochem 25 H close. Make from me a Mikdash. I'll dwell there. So you could say that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be God's dwelling place. But that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, V'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim. It doesn't say I will dwell atop Har HaBayis. It doesn't say I'll dwell in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say I'll be only amongst the Kohanim. What does it mean, V'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim, Bein Ha'am? Hashem will be amongst us and within us. In the streets of Jerusalem, there'll be old men and old women and young boys and young girls and the Shechina. It's empty. Shatihei shchinasi besocham, v'shatashuv aleihem, hanevua v'hakadusha v'chol machmadah. I will be amongst the people, and when my shchina returns, besoch Yerushalayim, to the city. Who's in the city? The Hamonam's in the city. What people are in the city? When I return to the city, my divine presence will be amongst them, and I will return to them. What will come back? Nevua. Prophecy, the hakadusha, sanctity and holiness, har hakodesh, the chol machmadah, all of the precious, beautiful treasures that used to be in Jerusalem. Wait, this also relates to Eicha. The pasuk says that all of the treasures, the precious stones, were spilled at the head of every street. It's a reference to the Talmidei Chachamim, the Medrash says, who were killed with the Churban. For example, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalach, Darach Kashto Ka'oyev, God sent his bow and arrow against us like an enemy. Nitzav Yimino Kitsar, he stood at our right hand like an oppressor. Vayaharog kol machmadei ayin. God killed everyone of precious to the eye. We are referring to the Kohanim, the residents, and the Talmidei Chachamim. Ba'ohel bas Tzion, this pasuk ties in perfectly. It's Perek Beis of Eicha, pasuk Dalet. Listen again. This is the Churban. And then you could understand the Malbim's prophet, how he explains Geula. The pasuk says in Eicha, right? You could look it up. Perek Beis, pasuk Dalet. Darach kashto ka'oyev. God shot his bow against us, his arrow, like an enemy. Nitzav yimino kitzar. He stood at his right side. Right is usually the strength of God. Yamin Hashem nedar bakoch, we said by Yamsuf. In this case, the right of God is like an oppressor. Vayaharog kol machmedei ayin. The Ribbono Shel Olam killed all those precious to the eye. But Ohal Bas Tzion, in the tent of the daughters of Zion, Shafach Ke'esh Chamaso. He spread out like fire his wrath. So now that we have that pasuk, now we can understand the beauty of what the Malbim says. What will return to Tzion? Nevua Kedusha V'chol Machmedah. Asher Hayulam Yimei Kedam. Avazet Talui B'Tanai. But you want me to return to Jerusalem? You want to be able to sit in the streets and go to school and the shops should be open and have a coffee and not run away from hundreds, 500 rockets? There's a tenai, God says to us. V'nikra Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes. Jerusalem must be called the city of truth. Al yad sheyasu sham mishpat emes bein Adam lechaveiro. Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Yuma tes amar beis, you all know. The first temple, because of Giyarai Shvichas Dam and Avodah Zarah. The second temple, Shahayu Oskin B'Torah V'Mitzvos U'Gemilas Chasadim Mipnei Macharav. Shahayse Bosin Eschinim. They were very nice. They had Torah, Mitzvos, and Gemilas Chasadim, Gemachs. But so why was it destroyed? Shahayse Bosin Eschinim. Because there was Sin Eschinim. So God says, you want all of this to happen? Shneim Asar Alef Zugim Talmidu Hayulo L'Rabbi Akiva. V'Kula Meisu B'Perek Echad. Mipnei shelo nahagu kavod zeloze, v'hayah olam shameim. You want to go from shameim to binyan, from desolation to fall? This week's parsha. Parchavav. Pasuk lamed beis. V'hashimosi anias ha'aretz. Okay, read my Dvar Torah post. I really don't have time for another tangent. You want this all to come true? There's a condition. It will come true if v'nikra Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes. When will Jerusalem be called the city of truth? Al yad sheyasu sham mishpat emes bein adam lechaveru v'gam sheyidabru emes be'amuna. You know when it will come true? When you have righteousness and truth and justice between man and friend. When we can restore the ahava shechinim, the kavod and the ahava. V'gam sheyidabru emes be'amuna. They should speak with truth and faith. Ve'im yekra ha'ashem tzvakos ha'akodesh al yad shakohanim yu kedoshim la'lokeim. I tried to take out the Seamus, but I see there is some of it. Once again, the Kohanim will be holy to their God. This is the vision of the Geula. So we're looking at the Pesukim from Zechariah. We've looked at the Radak, and we had a Gevaldik insight into Ko Amar, that every Nechama comes with Ko, and I think we really understand it in a much more profound sense than just understanding the words of the Radak. There's a much deeper meaning, and I'll explain. We look at the Mitzvot David, the Mitzvot Sion, and now we're finding the Malbim. Okay. V'kvar Hizkanu L'mala. We've already mentioned above, says the Malbim. B'shem, I don't know who that is. Reish Yud Aleph. If anyone knows what that's standing for, he's quoting somebody. I don't know who he's quoting. If you know who he's quoting, or you're listening online, you're welcome to reach out to me. I don't know who that is. V'kvar Hizkanu. I'm not saying in a flippant way. I'm just saying I don't know. Sheyishol pachadu as sheyashuvu v'yigalu begola. Israel was afraid. They were afraid of what? Sheyashuvu v'yigalu begola. They were afraid when they would return and they would be exiled because of seven things. Again, I don't understand this paragraph exactly, but we can still take lessons, which is why I'm bringing it to you. They were afraid of seven things. They were afraid of seven things that might happen or might not come true. What the Navi is doing, what God is doing, is removing all of our doubts one by one. Like Kimosha Bi'er Harav. Again, I don't know who he's quoting. One of the fears of Klal Yisrael is that when we return, when we return from Galus, Klal Yisrael is afraid. Why is Knesset Yisrael afraid? We had seven fears about the ultimate Geula. One of them is they were afraid, that maybe the Shekhinah won't return in Bayi Shlishi. We know that the Shekhinah was not present in Bayi Sheni. There was no Urim V'Tumim. The Shekhinah was not present in Bayi Sheni like it was in Bayi Rishon. So we have a fear that maybe when Mashiach comes, the Shekhinah won't come back, just like it wasn't there in Bayi Sheni. Amar sheyesh efsharu sheyashiv shchinaso letzion im yitavu maaseim va'asos emes ulishalech bakodesh. No, but I'm telling you, the Navi says, the Shekhinah will return to Yerushalayim if you improve your ways to act on the path of emes and walk in the path of kedusha. So if the Shekhinah comes back, be'ezor Hashem, be'imos HaMashiach, in the third temple, which it will, we have to prove that we're worthy and ready. How can we be worthy and ready if we walk on the path of Emes and Kedusha, like the Pasuk says? Kol Amar Hashem Shafti Yeltsiyun V'Shachanti B'Soch Yerushalayim. The Shechina will be amongst us. In the kindergartens, in the streets, in the cafes, on the park benches, not only in the Beis HaMikdash. V'Shachanti B'Soch Yerushalayim, says the Malbim. V'Nikah Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes. You want to know how this will happen? If in Bein Adam L'Chaveru, you act with Emes and Mishpah. V'Har Hashem Tzvakos Har Kodesh. You're worried the Shechina won't come back? It will only be a half geula. The Shechina will come back. Har Tzion will be Kodesh because the Kohanim will be there. Chol Machmadaha, all of her precious features will come back once again. Don't be afraid. Hashem's reassuring us. Shad Yesh v'zakenim v'zakenas berchovas Yerushalayim v'hivtiach sheyeh hashalom gadol kol kach ad shegam achalashim sheyem hazakenim v'hayiladim yimtzu berchovas kriya b'li pachad. I don't know if anyone remembers Shalhevet Pas. Do you remember Shalhevet Pas? You could look her up online also. If you go to Hebron today, to the Avraham Avinu Synagogue, there's a little playground. And there's a plaque to Shalhevet Pas. I don't even know if she was 1 year old. She was in her stroller with her parents. They were walking in Hebron in the playground there, in the Jewish community. And she was shot in the head. She was in her stroller by a sniper, an Arab terrorist sniper, through his scope, saw a Jewish baby in a stroller and shot her in the head. And she died. She was killed. She didn't die. She was murdered. It doesn't say the soldiers will be in the streets, be Moshe Mashiach. It doesn't say Kol Yotzei Tzava mi ben Esrim Shana v'mala will be in the streets. It doesn't say the weightlifters will be in the streets. The black belt will be in the streets. It describes the portion of the population who are weak. The old men and women and the young boys and girls. Shall have her pass in her stroller. Hadass Fogel in her mother's bed. Kobe Mandel and Yossi Yishron hiking in a cave in Tekoa. Children. Shaod Yeshu Zakenim Zakenus Berchovas Yerushalayim. Says the Malbim, what is the bracha? V'hivtiach sheyeh Hashem gadol kol kach kol sevarchu es b'nei Yisrael yivarechacha v'yasem lecha shalom. Says the Radak, every geula comes with kol. Why? As we're proposing that finally the shtar of Eicha will be torn up. We won't need to say ayei kol. God says, here will be the kol. Shad Yeshu Zakenim is Kenus Rechavas Yerushalayim, says the Malbim. V'hivtiach Shei Hashem Gadol Kol Kach. Ad Shagam Achalashim Shem Ezekenu V'ayiladim. You know, if there are 400, 423, 500 rockets, so someone who is 95 is not going to go out, even if they're able to go out, because they can't run as fast physically to the shelter. So it's a day when everyone's going to stay inside. Now, if someone really needs to get something, they're going to send the young, strapping, strong 25-year-old who can go quickly and run for shelter. You're not going to send the 95-year-old for milk. I'm not being derogatory. I'm being serious. But that's not who's going to go out into the streets because they're weak. The geula will be so great. The shalom will be so great. It's this week's parsha. V'nasati shalom ba'aretz. V'yashavtem lebetach v'ein machrid. Parachavav, the beginning of Bechukosai. What does Rashi say? Zukt Rashi. Im ein shalom ein klum. Mikan shah shalom shakul keneged hakol. It's the beginning of Perach Avav and Bechukosai. I don't know, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. Hashem says, V'nasati shalom ba'aretz, V'yashavtam levetach v'ein machrid. Rashi says, you might say, Haramachal harei mishdeh, God already blessed the fields and the brachos. What else do I need? You know what? You need shalom. Im ein shalom ein klum. Im pnei shalom shakul keneged hakol. The shalom b'yimos Mashiach will be so great that even those who are weak, meaning the elderly and the young children, will be found in the streets. Berchovas kriya. Kriya is a city. In the streets of the town, in the streets of the district. Beli pachad. Without any fear. And that's a prophecy that Rabbi Akiva said, I believe it's coming. Ko Amar Hashem Shafti El Tzion V'Shachanti B'Soch Yerushalayim V'Nikra Yerushalayim Ir HaEmes V'Har Hashem Tzvakos HaKodesh Ko Kol Amar Hashem Tzavakos. Od Yeshu Zekenim Eskenes Rechavas Yerushalayim Vish Mishanta Biyadom Erov Yamim Rechavas Ayur Yamalu Yeladim Biyelados Mesachakim Rechavas Akiva Nechamtanu for the first story, Akiva Nechamtanu for the second. We do have Shir next week, Bazar Hashem, and then we will be breaking over Shavuos. Okay, Besuras Tovas, it should be here, Biyameinu. Amen. Thank you so much.